Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina. Today we're going to be talking about another aspect of mentoring. We use a tool, and you can go back to previous episodes, called My Life, My Story tool. This is an excellent tool to get to know your mentee, to get discussions started. In it, we dive into a person's past. We ask open-ended questions. What was it like being in your shoes in your family? We take time to then look at the person's present life. What are some of the present challenges? But then what are the present encouragements that you're going through? And then we talk about future hopes, aspirations, dreams. That's a very simplistic overview of what we do in the My Life, My Story tool. Like I said, you can go back to the podcasts in which we take several episodes to show you as a mentor how that can be such an effective tool. But what we thought today is we would use that same concept, but talking specifically about the spiritual aspect of a person's life. Chris, tell us more about this and how this works.
Well, I think if you ask many people, tell me about your spiritual life, that's very personal for many people.
Sure.
I've discovered it is very personal because it's my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. But it has also become not personal and the fact that I'm happy to share it.
Yeah.
I want people to know God's character. I want them to experience him. And I'm happy to take something that's very personal and make it known to others. So mm-hmm. when I'm talking with a man who I am mentoring, I want to talk about my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. He may not have a relationship with God yet. He may. But what an incredible topic. It's not just a topic. What an incredible opportunity we have to share on something so personal that changes every aspect of who we are.
Well, before we jump into this, you've heard us say, probably if you've listened more than once to the podcast, that we as mentors focus on the holistic approach, looking at a person from the six areas. So we are spiritual people, and that's one of the six areas. There's a component of us that is mental, emotional, physical, professional or educational, and I'm
relational. Yeah, so interesting. This topic today, we're calling it the spiritual aspect, mm-hmm. but it's also
relational.
It's relationship with God.
And what we find is so much of this overlaps, right? So if my spiritual life is really, I feel close to God, chances are my relationships, even the bad ones, aren't as bad as they may feel. I could probably be mentally more in tune, emotionally healthy. And true for the adverse, right? If I am really struggling spiritually, it overspills into those other five areas of what we're calling the six areas of a person. But today, we're going to go into the spiritual aspect. Chris, take us through this tool and how you would use it sitting across the coffee table from a young man that you're mentoring.
Well, my life, my story tool, I would begin with the past. Mm-hmm. I would say, let's say you're with that person, say, Christina, do you have a memory or an event or is there an experience you've had with God that you would want to share with me? Because as you share those personal things with me, I get to know another aspect of who you are. I understand your journey in a deeper way. So I would say, tell me one of those things, either a memory, an event, mm-hmm. or an experience. Mm-hmm. So let's actually do that.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah. So which would you choose of those three things I said?
Because of just some circumstances with our family and extended family, I would say I have a distinct memory of the last week of my mother's life. I was in a particular class, and one of the assignments was, we had a list of, I don't know, 50 character traits of the Lord, and choose one that you're not so familiar with. I went down the list. I felt like the Holy Spirit guided me to look at the word sustainer. Like, I don't really know what it means for God to be my sustainer, said I, you know, as a 27-year-old woman. And that was on a Sunday, and that Friday my mom had passed away. And as I'm sort of processing after she has passed and we go back to my dad's home, the Holy Spirit brought to my mind, you're going to find out I am here. I'm not dropping you. This is terrible and awful, but I will sustain you. And I discovered some things about him as a sustainer in one of the most difficult times of my life. That just stands out, like I said, because of some circumstances we walked through as a family. But that would be a past memory where it was so distinctly personal. It was incredibly practical. I got to practice what does it feel like to push through emotion and really trust the character of God. If he says he's sustainer, then he doesn't lie. I may feel like I'm going to crumble, but I'm going to depend on him to sustain me. So that's a pretty poignant memory for me. And so because we're role-playing, that I would ask you the same thing. Chris, from your past, tell me about a spiritual experience or encounter or memory that you have from your past.
Let me back up for a moment. So by you sharing the memory of how God was your sustainer after the death of your mother. And I know she'd been ill for a long time, but we were not expecting her to die.
No.
I mean, she was not doing that well, but it's like you get a phone call and it's happening. It's like a shock in a sense, right?
Right.
But as we talk about those six areas, okay, we're talking about the spiritual, the relationship with God.
Right.
But look how that experience, that memory you shared, it was spiritual.
Yeah.
But it was emotional.
Yeah.
It was mental. It was relational.
Yeah. It was physical.
It was all those things. They do impact one another.
And what's really sweet about that, I won't say that I'm like super Christian. That was one of the first experiences that I had where I felt like anchored. I felt like my soul had been anchored by God to go through the aftermath of what was her death.
And as listeners, don't misunderstand what she's saying there. You felt anchored, but you still had great, deep emotion.
Yeah.
You were exhausted mentally, emotionally, right?
Physically.
Physically, and yet you had that anchor in your soul, right?
I felt anchored in the midst of all the
okay
that were was to right. follow, right? None and of that's it, the Christian
of,
life.
None of it was easy.
No.
But you were anchored.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me rephrase the question to you, Chris. In your past, is there a memory, an encounter, an experience that you had with God that really stands out to you?
Yes, there are several, and I'm so grateful for this. I realize I have experienced God so many times in so many personal ways that I get to choose which one would I would pick from. What I discovered as well, as I think back on these memories, these experiences with God, they have been building blocks for my spiritual strength today. So it's in the past, but it impacts me today. That's my point. One that comes to my mind when you first asked me that, several years ago, we had just moved to Europe. And we're at some event, some training for several days up in the Alps, high altitude. And I've probably shared maybe this story in some other episodes. But I had a lot of good coffee that day. This was in Germany. And I was talking to a lot of people. My adrenaline was rushing. But we had had a lot of major change in our lives for the last probably 8 months. And what I discovered, it was building up inside my body.
Yeah, stress.
Yeah, and my blood pressure had just shot up really high where I had difficulty breathing. So I had to be taken to the hospital. I'm in the hospital in this German hospital.
In a tiny little town, too.
In Germany. You guys could not be with me because that's how the system is there. No visitors. And I'm in this hospital room thinking I may die.
Yeah.
And first, it was the first night. It was in not urgent care, but maybe emergency.
Emergency,
room.
Yeah.
And they had me hooked up to some machines, you know, to monitor me. And I really thought I was going to die, but I really felt the presence of the Lord because I remember lying in bed with tears, going, "God, I don't want to die tonight. I've got a wife and three young daughters, and we've just moved to Austria, to Europe, just 3-4 months ago. We're just beginning this journey."
Yeah.
So I experienced the presence of God in a few different ways, through the kindness of a nurse, through seeing scripture in the hallway. When I got a little bit better, the second or third day I'm walking through the hallway, and I see the 23rd Psalm, which God had used that very day in my life. We're in this conference, and this man was speaking on the 23rd Psalm, and it kind of got on my nerves. I thought, how many times do we have to hear the 23rd Psalm?
Yeah.
As a man who's gone to church growing up, I get it.
Yeah.
That's the passage. If you're not familiar with this, it talks about the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
He you know, walks with me. He makes me lie down to restore my soul. And I was kind of irritated, and I thought, I get this. How many times do you read this? I did not get it. Mm. I experienced the presence of God in that hospital room mm-hmm. in the middle of great fear, thinking I may die.
The valley of the shadow of death.
Yes, and I'm in my mind, I was going over that scripture. Mm. And I thought, God, I really don't get it. And God, he's not about shame or guilt, but he comforted me. He said, Chris, remember what that says. Mm. I am right here with you. I make you lie down to restore your soul, your yeah. mind, your will, and your emotions, because all three of those aspects of my soul were screaming that night. So the presence of God, I experienced it in a very caring young doctor who not only cared about me physically, medically, but actually he wanted to know my story. Mm-hmm. He gave me great conversations with this young man, with the other men on that floor. I was on the heart floor. Go mm-hmm. figure. Mm-hmm. Not that old at the time. I'm on a heart floor with three old men mm-hmm. with heart problems. Mm-hmm. And I felt the presence of God as I had conversations in my broken German with yeah. these other men.
So what we just modeled for you is the power of asking a spiritual question like this, using the My Life, My Story tool, to ask someone about an experience they've had with God, an encounter, a memory from their past. This could go on and on and on, assuming the person is a fellow believer, right? Mm-hmm. Then what we like to do in the My Life, My Story is we talk about the present. You know, we talk about present, what's presently going on in your life. And so we could do this. So, Chris, I'll ask you that question. Tell me about your spiritual life presently, as in today.
What I'm going to say right now, many people might say, well, that's not the presence of God. But I'm telling you it is mm-hmm. in my life.
Yeah.
I will think of someone from the past uh-huh. or currently that who's involved in my life. And I thought, I wonder why I'm thinking about them. And I'll wonder how they're doing, or if I know they've had a situation, I will be processing that. And so I will say a prayer for them mm-hmm. and how the Lord has shown himself in my life. Mm-hmm. He'll say, Chris, call that person mm-hmm. and ask them, or send a text. A text. What were you going to say?
I'll clarify. You don't hear an audible voice saying, Chris Elledge, go call that person, but in your insides.
Yeah, in my soul. Because we're spirit. Yeah, in my soul. Think about this. You walk into a room with some people that you've known before, or maybe you have never met them, and you have this gut feeling. You go, something's not right here, or I need to be cautious here. Mm-hmm. It's like that, but so much more.
Yeah.
Because I have a relationship with God, and I know this may sound strange to some. That's okay.
Yeah.
Until you experience it, you may not understand. But I can go, okay, I'm going to call this person. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, majority of the time, that person will respond and say something like, I needed to hear that from you today. Mm. Thank you for thinking of me. Mm-hmm. Thank you for understanding me. Thank you for praying for me. Mm. That has happened again and again and again. So I've learned this. All right. That nudge, that feeling that I have, that mm-hmm. thought, that's the presence of God, not only speaking, directing me, but actually using me to help another person mm-hmm. that day.
Yeah, that's great.
What a privilege that is. Mm. What about you? Present day.
Present day, we'll probably do a podcast on this, but since March 27th, my health has been anything but optimal. Yeah, every morning I use our backyard. That is really a huge gift for us. We have an incredible backyard that backs up into a green belt. And I sit out there and I take my physicalness and I just sit with it and I'm honest with God. And I take the tiredness and the what ifs and I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And it's been painful and it's been beautiful to have him be a shepherd for me, to have him comfort me, to have him see me because I felt really invisible since March 27th. It's been a really unique time. I've known the Lord for a very long time and it's been present. It hasn't been, I was just telling a friend this, I was reading where it's happened to Moses and then it happened to maybe Elijah, but they want to hear from God. And God says, okay, I'm going to meet you on the mountain. And so they're on the face of this mountain and there's a big windstorm, but it says that God wasn't in the mountain. And then there's a huge fire, but God wasn't in the fire. And then there's even an earthquake and God wasn't there. But then there was this gentle wind And God was in that gentle wind. I'm experiencing gentle wind type experiences with the Lord. It's not these big aha moments where I'm just like, but it's just knowing he's there, knowing he's using his word to minister to me.
Experiencing the presence of God has become something unlike anything else in my life. I have to have it now. Yeah. I don't just... And please understand, as you're listening, I'm not talking about walking into the doors of a church.
Right.
I'm talking about a relationship with God. So you go, where does this come in with mentoring? What a privilege we have as we experience the presence of God, sharing that with the person we're mentoring, them sharing with us some of their experiences. When I hear other people's stories of how they've experienced God, it stirs my faith. It motivates me. It helps cement what I already believe true about God?
Well, I was just going to say in Proverbs 17:17, it says, as iron sharpens one man's, or as iron sharpens iron, so should one man sharpen another. When I hear your story of, man, God brings somebody to mind and I'm calling them or I'm sending them a text, it encourages me to go, oh, when that happens to me, I'm going to do that. Why? Because we're all spiritual beings. And so when we take the time to ask these questions of our mentees, it is iron sharpening iron. They learn from us. We learn from them to do good works for the Lord, for people to see and experience God in a very real and tangible way.
Anything come to mind? You don't have to concerning in this tool, My Life, My Story.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, share a memory with me, an experience you've had with God, with his presence in the past. Currently, are you experiencing it? Mm-hmm. What about the future? Has anything come to mind on that for you?
When I think of future in terms of my spiritual life, I've had to work hard. And a relationship with God is not about working, what I do. But it is about spiritual practices, spending time with him, praying with him, learning to hear his voice. All these things that I've accumulated in the future, I want my children and my grandchildren to be marked by the work that I've done. I say that in parentheses, the work.
It makes sense.
I want my life to bear a lot of fruit in the prayers that I've prayed for them. You know, I want our grandson, we just have one now. I want him to be a strong man that he comes from this legacy of knowing God.
Of knowing the presence of God.
Right. And so I want him, our children and our grandchildren and their children to be marked like I'm the first link in the chain, so to speak. Yeah. What about you?
Well, as we're mentoring people and training other people to be effective mentors, we have such a privilege to speak into the lives of other people. So this is what can happen sometimes to all of us. We can get so stuck with something from the past or the present that we can't even imagine a good future for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Think about this as a mentor. You could have the privilege how you've experienced God in your own life and what you believe for your future. You could speak that into their lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example. I know you don't believe this right now, or you don't feel it, or you don't think it, but that does not negate who God is.
Yeah.
God wants good for you.
Mm.
And this is one thing God's done with me, with guys who I mentored. I see specific things in their lives,
mm-hmm.
and I see potential.
Yeah,
I see you doing this, and I've seen it come true.
Mm-hmm.
But that person in the present, they may need to be spoken into about their future,
right.
because they don't believe it themselves.
Sure.
So God will give me something for someone and say, look, tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
Our youngest daughter is a gifted singer. And I'm not saying that because I'm her dad.
Mm-hmm.
She is gifted. She's been singing since she was 2 and 3 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, singing, if you know Natalie Cole,
yeah,
that woman had an incredible voice. Our daughter memorized an entire Natalie Cole CD at age 5. And she would belt out the songs with emotion and with feeling.
Yeah.
Here she is, early 20s. I continue to tell her, I believe God's given this to me for her.
Yeah.
God is going to use your voice,
your
stage presence in some ways that you're not even aware of, or maybe don't believe right now.
Yeah.
That's experiencing the presence of God for someone's future.
You know, that's such a good point. As a mentor, we have the privilege of speaking life into the future of our mentee. You gave a great example. If you've listened to the podcast, you've heard me speak very fondly of my very good friend and mentor, Marty. But there was a season in my life after we had Libby that I suffered from crippling anxiety. And I remember her telling me for months and months and months, Christina, this will only be a chapter in your book. It's not the rest of the book. This is only a chapter. And I didn't believe it, but because she believed it, I felt better. You know what I'm saying? And looking back all these, you know, 20 years ago now, it was true. It was totally true.
And she wasn't just being mispositive.
No, no, no.
She experienced the presence of God. We know this with Marty.
Right.
And she felt like he had told her that, I believe, to tell you that, to remind you. This is who your father is, meaning your heavenly father. This is just a chapter.
Right.
I believe that was the presence of God in her life impacting you.
Right. Speaking into my future. Speaking life into my future.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Anything else before we wrap up here?
No, there are many stories I could share about, thank goodness, I get to experience God in so many ways. We did desire that for you as well, ultimately. So, no, this is good.
Yeah. So, as of this broadcast is brought to you by Aaron Reese Shelter Insurance. His agency offers auto, home, life, and business insurance, and they strive to build real-life relationships with all of their customers. To get in contact with them for your insurance needs, it's A-R-U-I-Z at shelterinsurance.com. That's A-R-U-I-Z at shelterinsurance.com. As always, we thank you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices, but thank you for listening to Real Life Mentoring Podcast.